This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إنما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشى ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي يا ربي آمين. جزاكم الله خير for coming. Subhanallah, as I was looking at the topic, it's amazing. It really feels like yesterday, if not last week maximum, is when we talked about Sha'ban, if you remember. Last year was also on a Tuesday halaqa when we did a whole lecture about Sha'ban. And I still remember it, which I normally, I mean, probably most of you know, I don't have a very good memory. And I forget a lot of stuff, but it's amazing when I was looking at, and I was preparing this one, I was like, subhanAllah, 1 year, I mean, almost 11 months. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, I mean, accept whatever good deeds we did in all this year, and what may He forgive us and pass, and you know, alhamdulillah, He's a ghafoorun rahim, pass for us and forgive what we did not do, what we didn't do, which we should do, or what we did and we should not have done. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil alamin. So what I thought is, what should we talk about Ramadan? It's 3 weeks. It's 3 weeks and 5 days. It's most probably May the 6th, Monday. Allah, of course, knows. But this is probably what they are saying according to what, especially with the beginning of Sha'ban. So the first thing I thought, it's let's talk about fasting in general. Because we have 3 weeks. So we're going to do with fasting. And then we're going to, fasting meaning, the real meaning, why do we need to fast? Especially because this is the month of Sha'ban. And Sha'ban is the month we are supposed to be fasting more than any other month. And I'll come to this. And then I'm going to go, inshallah, with the next, whatever Allah open us from the time, is to the Ramadan itself and the fiqh of Siyam and what other things we want to do. First thing I was thinking is, what is Sawm? Fasting. Don't think of Ramadan in general. Or even before I start with this, this is the month of Sha'ban. And what is so specific about the month of Sha'ban? This is the month of Sha'ban, and this is the eighth month of the Hijri year, and Sha'ban. What's so special about Sha'ban, if any? Silence. I love silence. Huh? Isra wal Mi'raj. Isra wal Mi'raj, in the most accurate reporting, it's in Rajab. So it is not in Sha'ban. So what is so special about Sha'ban? Prepare for Ramadan, you said it. So what do we do? Right, so there's two hadiths about Sha'ban specifically. And one of them is the one I'm just reading to you. It's Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. This is an Imam Muslim. She said, I have seen Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in general fast continuously, not in Sha'ban only, in general, till I say to myself, he will never not to break his fast. Then I see him not fasting outside Ramadan, that I think he is not going to fast. Then she added this, and she said, however, I have never seen him fasted a whole month except Ramadan. That's one. And I have never seen him fasting more, but not a month, except in Sha'ban. The highest number that I have seen him of days that he fasted was in Sha'ban. But he did not do the whole month. The only month he did complete was Ramadan. So that's the first one. The second one is actually a Sahabi, which is Usama ibn Zayd. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, I've never seen you fast that much in a month as much as you fast in Sha'ban. Why? Look at the question that it applies to all of us. So why? What do you think? Why Sha'ban? Prepare for Ramadan, yeah, for sure. But there is more. It's definitely one of the ideas, it's training for Ramadan. But there is more specific for Sha'ban. You all celebrated. I gave you a hint. Because it is the month that our deeds are presented to Allah. And He said, I would like my deeds, when presented to Allah, presented an I am in a state of fasting. Why? Now combine all this together. I'm not going to keep asking you because let's just focus. It's okay. The most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fasting. And it's a private deed, if you want to translate in our mundane language. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi, he said, "As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih." Fasting is for me, and I reward for it. Meaning, not 1 by 10, 1 by 70, we don't know. Li, specific. So think of it all the time when you read ayah in the Quran or you read a hadith. Try to think of it in my daily life, something personal. I do it for someone. Think of this, right? So I come to your house, I knock on the door, you open the door, and it says, "Listen, I baked whatever specifically for you." How do you feel? Very special. And you're very happy. Even if you don't like what is this, right? Honestly, even if you're not going to eat it, even if you are on diet, right? But you just feel you're so special. So imagine Allah, our creator, saying, "As-sawmu li." So you are fasting, we are fasting, I am fasting for Allah, and he says, "This is for me, and I will reward you for it." So that's one. So this is now connect. So he said, Rasulullah, the month of Sha'ban is the month that our deeds are presented to Allah. And learn this one statement. Our deeds has every day, our deeds are actually presented to Allah. And every week, there is a special times that our deeds are presented to Allah. You know that, right? I hope. Alhamdulillah. And then every year, once, our deeds are presented to Allah. So the daily presentation is after Fajr and after Asr. And that's why we do Adhkar al-Sabahi wal-Masa, the morning and the evening Adhkar. So that's one. Then we have a weekly appointment with Allah. Our deeds weekly will be presented to Allah. And this is on Monday and Thursday. This is why one of the reasons he fasted alayhi salatu wasalam on Monday and Thursday. Because he said the same thing what he said in Sha'ban. He said, "I love when my deeds are presented to Allah. I am in a state of action that Allah loves." So what does that make you? So when somebody does something to you and does something you love, and then he gives you a letter, right? So you like, think of it this way. Always we think of food. It's okay. So you love chocolate cake, right? Or chocolate. And somebody give you a gift, and the gift has a letter for you. And with the gift is a piece of chocolate. And he or she knows you love chocolate. The first thing, you're very happy. Number two is whatever you're going to read in this letter, even if the letter normally will makes you very upset, how are you going to feel about the letter? It's okay. You know, he's very sweet. He's very sweet. So I'm just making this for you to understand this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every Monday and Thursday, our deeds are presented to him. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching you and me, fast Monday and Thursday, because when these deeds are presented to Allah, it's going to be presented in you or I or we in a state that Allah already loved. So I already gave like an extra, so my deeds will be presented better and rewarded better. The yearly appointment is Sha'ban. From the whole months of the year, including Ramadan, it is not. It's Sha'ban. This month is the month that our deeds are presented. And that's why he said, "And I love when my deeds are presented to Allah, I am fasting." So that's the first thing we need to, as we are starting to get ready, and I hope we are, and that's why I call the lecture, is what? The awaited guest. Are you ready? When you have someone coming, right? What do you normally do? I call it three preparations. There is a personal preparation, how I feel, how I'm going to dress. If they are staying with me, I'm going to get the room ready. And then there is the physical preparation. You're going to get the house ready. You're going to cook ready, whatever they like. And then you're going to make a plan. Where I'm going to take them? What do they have to see in St. Louis? So how ready we are for Ramadan? And what is my plan? And this is what we are all trying, inshallah, to learn. So Sha'ban is the planning period. How many of you here are planners? You plan everything and you write your list, right? and make sure do and then check it, right? And reminders. There's nothing wrong with this. It's beautiful. You're very organized. So what is your checklist for Ramadan? Huh? Where is the hands? So here you go. This month, Sha'ban, is to prepare for Ramadan. Minimum, and this is for everybody, myself, number one, minimum Monday and Thursday. Because day one of Ramadan, if you have not fasted this whole year, I can reassure you, you're going to have a lot of dua from me. May Allah make it easy for you. Honestly, especially these days. And it's going to be either Monday, and most probably it's a Monday, so it's a working day, or it's a school day. It's not off. It's not a Sunday or a Saturday, and you're going to sleep all day. And you're not going to say, excuse me, I'm fasting, I'm not coming. That's not, doesn't work. So get ready, number one. So when Ramadan comes in and you start to try to be spiritual and feel it, you're not going to be distracted by the headache and by the hunger. And where is my coffee? Where is my tea? I need my water. You know. So get this, Monday and Thursday. And the best thing, alhamdulillah, with this beautiful group I'm seeing, especially the youth, ta'awanu al birri wa taqwa. Do it. Invite each other Monday or Thursday. Remind them. And it's difficult, one tell the other, it's not that difficult, let's do it. Remove things that's unnecessary throughout Monday or Thursday till you get used to it. Anything extra that you don't have to do it on a Monday, remove it. Because you're fasting, it's a long day. So number one is Sha'ban. I have to start looking at Sha'ban as a different month, and it's a preparation, getting ready for Ramadan, spiritually and physically. Physically, because physically, the fasting itself is not easy. I mean, how many of you work with non-Muslims, and what do they tell you about fasting? Not a sip of water? You hear this all the time. Not even a sip of water? What about coffee? And then you say no, and what do they tell you? I can never do that. Right? I'll die. But you know how it is. And you always say, alhamdulillah, I'm alive, and I can do it, and I've been doing it since I was 7, and I'm okay. So, but we really need to prepare. So spiritually prepare for it, and physically prepare for it. So this is the first thing I want you to get into, is that Ramadan, prepare to it physically. Now I'm going to take you through the spiritual meaning of fasting in general. So hopefully this will take you throughout these 3 weeks to not only prepare physically, but also prepare spiritually. So number one, I want to tell you, is what is fasting? The word sawm or siyam is actually, it's not Ramadan. Ramadan has another meaning. Ramadan is the name, has another meaning. Fasting is actually to abstain. To abstain. And in the Quran, Allah used the word sawm, but not about Ramadan only, right? And the first one is with the Sayyidah Maryam. إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. I have made an oath, or I have made an oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I'm not gonna صوما, fasting. And then she explained what kind of fasting. I'm not gonna talk to anybody. Right? And the same thing with Sayyidina Zakaria. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Sayyidina Yahya, he did the same thing for 3 days. So it's to abstain. And the reason I'm saying this in detail, because it is abstain, meaning things that is halal become haram. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Meaning eating is halal, right? The halal food is halal. Drinking water is halal. In Ramadan or not in Ramadan, during the fasting day, throughout certain period, these become haram. True or false? And it is, has to be this time. I always say this to myself. Remember this when you break your fast. What do you do normally? Right? How many watches you have around you? And look, it's 7. This one is reading 7:40. No. It is 7:41. And then you always ask yourself, so why 7:41, not 7:40? And what is the 1 minute? You fasted 16 hours or 17 hours. What is this minute? And then you're trying to put the date and says, hold on, no. It's 7:41. Okay, another 30 seconds. Why? This is what I'm trying to get to you. Why? What does it teach me and you? This is one of the main lessons of fasting in general. What does it teach you? Discipline and patience and obedience. Obedience to Allah with no why and if and but. You know how much we argue and why and I'm not convinced and tell me and explain to me. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, we don't have this. We don't say why it is 7:30. or why it is 7:45. So the essence of fasting is to withhold. One of the withholding is not only talking, is argument internally. I'm not convinced. You teach yourself throughout 30 days, you submit to the will of Allah. And the word psalm is used for the sun fast, when the sun does not come out. And the rih, the wind, fast, when the wind suddenly was so loud and so hard and so fast and suddenly stopped. They say, Samat al-rih. The rih stopped, the wind. And also, usually it's also used for the horses, Samat al-khayl. This is very common in the Arabic language, where the horses fasted. So, why I'm saying this? As we are, inshallah, training to fast, tell yourself, I'm going to be fasting, right? And think of a horse. When the horse suddenly stops, in the beginning, is it easy? Have you ever, any of you done horseback riding? And when you stop a horse, especially if the horse is going fast, it's not easy unless you're really trained, right? What do? You hold it, and it's hard, and he fight. But then finally you hold. This is me with fasting. This is me with fasting, especially the nawafil. Me with fasting. I need to teach myself to hold and to restrain. Restrain what? The usual food and drink that we know and the intimate relationship. But what is the main thing we need to restrain? And this is what I'm going to share with you. What is the main thing we have to restrain? Disobedient to Allah, yeah. But usually?
The tongue,
okay, and I'm looking for the hadith, exactly. The tongue, and this is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is on Sayyidina Abu Huraira. He said, whomsoever fasted, the usual fast we talked about, the 740, 741, but did not stay away or did not fast from lying and false testimony, Allah does not need his hunger and his thirst. Or her hunger and her thirst. Tongue. Fasting of the tongue. All of us, young and old. This is, to me, this is much harder than the food and the drink. Right? Meaning, the norm, look at our norm, because the norm for 11 months, this is my norm. And then here I am, within a day, I'm going to switch completely. It's not easy. Switch food and drink is easier, but that means nothing coming out from my mouth not pleasing to Allah. You know, backbiting, which is very normal, looking down at people, making fun of people. And I'm not talking about only tongue, because these days there's so many ways we speak. What is the other way we speak these days? The commonest way we speak.
Eyes.
Social media. Social media is talking, but I am not bringing a voice. But when I am typing, I am talking, right? And that's why sometimes says, you know what? These messages does not come out as I meant it, because you didn't hear my voice, but I'm talking. So social media, one of the highly, I really advise everyone, and this is going to be really tough, much tougher than food and drink. How many of us can fast from social media in the month of Ramadan? Fast. And not from morning to evening. And he's going to fast for 30 days. Right? What is going to happen? What is going to happen, honestly? Nothing. 10 years ago, we had no social media. Right? Nothing. We didn't know what is, Facebook. No, Facebook was earlier. We didn't know what. So fasting, the main thing is restrain. Restrain food and drink, although I love it, although I like it, but mainly مَلَّمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلِ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ. Lying, false testimony, and acting upon this, then Allah does not need his fast, his hunger, or his thirst. And the fasting, as we said, we all know, there's obligatory and there is the voluntary, which we are talking about it now. Now, essence of fasting is two things. Now, this is something you're going to look internally. Fasting is I do things and I don't do things, right? And both are act of worship. So what do I do in fasting? What is the things I do? And what is the things I don't do? Two things, and I always think of that. So what is the things I do and things I don't do? I don't do meaning I am going to restrain myself. The ones I don't do is that we just talked about, food and drink and my tongue and lying and what I'm looking at. What is the things I do in fasting? During the fast, not after. During the fast. These are the, I'm coming to that, the actions. But number one, the first thing I am doing in reality is what? I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because honestly, fasting by our, if I remove all my spirituality out and I just think of it, it doesn't make sense. And why do I have to be honestly? And this is how shaitan comes to you and to me. It's like, what does it mean for 12 hours I am hungry, right? Unless I start digging and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show me, and then he will show you the beauty of the spiritual beauty of this hunger, of this suffering. But basically what I am doing is, the main thing I am doing, I'm submitting completely my will, which is very hard for me, especially these days, for something reality doesn't make sense. Right? And that's what everybody tells you. This is torture. This is how the non-Muslims say this to you. They say, this is torture. This is too hard. Right? And then you say, no, it's not too hard. But here you are. So you are actually, in reality, every act of worship is you are doing and not doing. But mainly fasting is teaching me to submit to the will of Allah, even if I do not know really why. Number one. Number two, and this is a hadith or an athar, the fast is half patient. Half of the patient. You want to be sabir, and who doesn't want to be sabir patient, right? Do you want to control your anger? Yesterday morning, I was somewhere else, and I was giving a talk about what makes you angry, and you should see what the woman said. Amazing. Amazing. So, anger is one of our main problems. Fasting teach me to be patient and teach me to control my anger. True or false? Should be. How many of us during the fast really work on our temper? You are laughing. Yes, because I remember some people says they are fasting. Don't talk to them because they will get very upset quickly. And this is not. This is what I'm talking about. Is I need to hold, to obey Allah by this, by going against my nafs, by being more patient. I need to talk to myself. I say, listen, you can withhold yourself from coffee that you love and the tea you love and whatever we normally love for 12 hours. Can't you control your anger for that time too? The more you talk to yourself, the more you will be able to do it bi-idhnillah. One of the main major element of fasting, which we all alhamdulillah know, and this is the main goal of Ramadan, is taqwa. You all know this. And what is taqwa? How do you feel about taqwa? What do you think taqwa? Don't think academic. Taqwa, when somebody look at you and says, you know what, Yamaira, you are a muttaqiyah. And you're going to smile and says, really? And I say, yeah, you are. What is in you that I see you are a muttaqiyah? Or you see in me, or we see with each other. What is it?
You always remember Allah.
You are always in remembrance of Allah. Little bit more. It's definitely one.
Awareness that I'm watching.
Awareness Allah is watching. Excellent. And then this will lead me. General, huh? And you want to please Allah and you don't want to displease Him. These are the four things. You are always in remembrance of Allah. You're a muttaqi. In muttaqi, you're actually putting a shield. Taqwa is a shield, hijab, between me, you, us, and the punishment of Allah. That's why it's called taqwa. And the punishment of Allah, al-muttaqi. And to be a muttaqi, I need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I need to really want to please Him. And this means I cannot do something to displease Him. This is the essence of fasting. This is why part of the fasting, things that it does not make really sense, but I'm doing it because it pleases Allah. I just told you, as-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih, one of the most beloved actions to Allah is fasting. So I am doing it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. Why you are fasting, what do you say? When people ask you why you are fasting, what do you say? I'm a Muslim. I have to. It's part of my religion. At-taqwa is, this is what it is. And this is in Sha'ban. As I am going to Ramadan, 3.5 weeks, I cannot be on the 30th of Sha'ban or 29th of Sha'ban, I'm doing my usual life, and I am going to wake up Ramadan first, I am the muttaqi. Just turn off the light and suddenly I am the muttaqi. Does that work this way? No, I wish. That would be very easy. It doesn't. It needs also training. So did you know? I hope you all get to it. Where does Sha'ban take me? Because the more I fast, the more I'm going to be patient, the more I am going to be pleasing to Allah, the more muttaqi I am. When Ramadan comes in, I am, bi-idhnillah, day one muttaqi. Keep your taqwa that when you get to the last 10 days of Ramadan, you are a muttaqi. You are absolutely focusing on Allah. Now, that's number two. Three, the reality of fasting is not only external. And I'm going to repeat this again and again, because we are most of the Muslims. Honestly, they are good and they observe the external throughout the fasting time. But talk about the internal. And what is internal? Internal is what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. When I look at you, what do I think? When you look at me, what do you think? When someone says something, right? What do I feel? Someone who really hurted me 3 months ago, and I'm still, the grudge is in me, and I'm still thinking what I'm going to do. So the internal part, it's external, and it is an internal part. And the main thing is, the more you work on the external becomes very easy. And the more your external is perfect, your internal will be very easy. Look at it as a circle. There's an external, which we all do, and the internal. The more I am aware of my tongue, that's external, my tongue, my eyes, my ears, the more my heart will be more in fasting. Think of your heart is fasting. When the heart fasts, what does the heart has to do? Has to restrain himself, look at it, itself, from the, or shield itself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it needs to calm down. And the more I shield my eyes, my heart is calmer. For example, when you are at home for a day and you don't leave, and your phone doesn't work, right? And you're just there alone. How is your heart? Much calmer than if you just went out, you didn't see anybody, but you're driving and it is traffic. What is going to happen? You're going to get upset and the heart, and you're going to be not in peace. So the more I control the outside, the inside will be much more. Keep working on the external and keep working on the internal. Fasting is, which is so true. Have you ever tried fasting outside Ramadan at least every other day? Or one day after the other. Some of us does that when you want to make up for Ramadan. And there's only 1 week. I always call it the last minute race. Have you seen that? I see this always in my pregnant patients. I was like, I have to fast now. I was like, why do I have to fast now? I was like, there's 3 weeks left for me. I was like, all this year. And now coming to the last and she's pregnant. The point is, some people does because Sayyida Aisha used to do this. But don't have 10 and 20 days because it gets harder. So have you ever tried fasting 2 or 3 days together? If you fast 3 days of the month, have you tried? What do you feel on day three? Much more calmer. Have you seen it? Much more calmer and happier because, yani, I will use this word. I will say, I did it. Allah made me do it. I was able to control. And it's amazing feeling when you can control. How many times those of you who are so angry, but they control their anger, at one point you feel so happy. So the control, that's what it is, purify the soul. Wallahi ladhi allahu. It's unfortunately because Ramadan became so much a habit that these words, these things, we really have to let it come to life again. Give it more life. It really purify myself that I'm eating less and hopefully we eat less. That's a whole different story. Yeah, unfortunately, the highest number or the highest amount of money spent on food in the Muslim country is during Ramadan. This is statistics, which is so sad. But let's be us, let's be not. Let's be not, don't go from now and order all whatever you normally order. Right? And invite everybody and do all this. Let's make it a this Ramadan, and let me do this and start from Sha'ban. It's going to be the month that I am going to be training myself to purify. Fasting is an amazing training to stop your attachment. If you want to cut down on your caffeine, for example, and how many of us are attached to caffeine? I cannot, this coffee, morning coffee, not me, but I'm saying, I see people. There is this morning coffee, I cannot function, right? And then in Ramadan, you function. So what are you're cutting the attachment. So put from now, plan that what is the attachment, take two or three, that you really want to cut down on it. And let it be Sha'ban, the training field, and Ramadan is going to be the final practice. And of course, we all know it's once you fast, is you're going to feel how the hungry feels, which I don't think we feel it. I mean, how many of us really, when we are fasting at 5 or 6 o'clock and we're so hungry and we say, Ya Allah, may Allah help those who doesn't have food. We really need to bring this back again. Three things the fasting will do, and these are from hadith of Rasulullah. Number one, and think of this. Have you ever get burned when you are cooking? Right? How does it feel? How does it feel? Painful. So painful. Have you ever sometimes left the, like it's very cold, and then you are letting the water to get warmer, and then you just put your hand and suddenly the water is very hot. What happens to you? Literally, at one moment you feel your soul is out of your body, right? Fasting, fasting is a shield from the hellfire. It's a shield from the hellfire. Allah loves it. And why it is a shield from the hellfire? From everything I said right now. You probably can answer me. Why it is a shield from the hellfire? Yes, Allah loves it. Yes, it's an act of worship. But what else mainly? We just said it. Exactly, because when I am fasting, and inshallah with this spirit, I am less sinning. I am less sinning, one, and I am doing more good deeds. Other than fasting, I'm doing more good deeds, whether in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. So the first one, as-sawmu junnah yustajannu biha al-'abdu min an-nar. Fasting is a shield. It protects the servant of Allah from the hellfire. Second one, it's a mean of forgiveness. This is all I'm going to give you hadith. This is a mean of forgiveness. Look back at this year. Each one of us, Allah knows how much we disobeyed Allah, right? And how much we disobeyed Allah, we don't remember. And how much we disobeyed Allah, and we don't know we disobeyed Allah. We don't know, we don't remember, right? And this is fasting. And this is about Ramadan. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. There is only two acts of worship that Allah said this. Let me translate the hadith and I'll tell you this. Whomsoever, he, the person, she, you or me, he or she, who observe fasting during the month of Ramadan with two conditions, imanan wa ihtisaban, faithful with a yaqeen, with a certainty that Allah will reward you and with your full iman, and you are waiting for your reward. You know when the child, you tell the child, you do this, I'll give you $5, and the child do that and come to you and says, where's my $5? Right? This is called ihtisaban, meaning, honestly, meaning, that's why when you go through a difficulty, or especially when you go through death, they say, ihtasibi ajruki inda Allah. Look for your reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am fasting, full faith, and I'm waiting, and I know, not only waiting, and I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me. If I and you fast in this, with this feeling and in this spirit, what is going to happen? غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. All the previous sins are forgiven. All these previous sins are forgiven. Let's try from now, tomorrow, this coming Thursday, 2 days from now, let's try to practice this. That, Ya Allah, I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to make my suhoor, and shaitan is going to come and tell me it's too long, and you have this, and you have that, and just say, Ya Allah, you are أنت المعين. You are the one who's going to make it easy. You are going to make it easy. And I'm doing it because you love it, and I know I will see my reward. غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. And if you do this throughout the whole Ramadan, غفر له. One more action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it. One more action in Islam, that if you do it properly, you all your sins are forgiven. What is that? Other than Ramadan. Hajj. Hajj. من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كأيوم ولدته أمه. The one who goes for Hajj and he does not disobey Allah and does not have intimate relationship, he's going to come back as if his mother just gave birth to him. So think of that. And it is, this is one actually I love it. It's one of the means to get to paradise. This is a special entrance. Special entrance. How do you feel when you go into a door? Come this morning, this afternoon. He came to the masjid, right? At the main entrance and says, Ghazala entrance. Entrance. And you can say, me? Why? What did I do? Right? Or Myra or Haifa or any one of us. In Jannah, there is a door. What is the name of the door? Ar-Rayyan. And who comes through this? As-Sa'imun. Only. So here you are. And really, you have to feel these things and think of it like my daily life. So here I have a book. And the book is being looked at. Ya Allah, make it easy. And the books is like, okay, a lot of fasting. Okay, she goes from Ar-Rayyan. So I'm not going to see everybody. I'm going to see only As-Sa'imun. So Sawm is one of the actions that when I do it, and I will do it with this spirit, I am entering Jannah. And who doesn't want to go to Jannah? And why do we all, what is, if everybody you ask, young and old, what do you want in life? Like, I want to go to Jannah. I was like, me too. And we, all of us. So here you are. So basically, fasting is the lijamul muttaqin, they call it. The muttaqi, he has Allah exalted that, but I'm just going to try to make it easy for you. When you want to restrain an animal, what do you put around them? Collar. And what do they call it? Especially for the horses?
Rein.
Yeah. Lijam. You put them in their mouth, right? For the horse. And you hold it. Fasting is the rein of al-muttaqi. Fasting is the rein of the muttaqi. Because it holds you. It really holds you. Holds you from many things. So, lijamul muttaqin. And jannatul mujahideen. Those who struggle for the sake of Allah is their paradise. It's their paradise when they start fasting. Even if what I am saying is above, it's too difficult. Just think of it. Just think of it. There is people who enjoy fasting. Ya Allah, make me like them. Simple. Ya Rabbi, make me enjoy fasting. Make it easy. And it is the exercise and the struggle of the pure people. The more I want to be pure, the more I am going to fast, the more I am going to try harder, and it's going to be difficulty, but I am getting around it, above it, and above it. How many of you exercise? And how many of you love to exercise? Right? Yet I want to see someone who says, I love exercise. But everybody, after they exercise, how do they feel? So good, right? So good. That's what keeps you going. Think of it this way. It's way higher, of course. But throughout the fasting, it's a struggle. You're greedy. Control your tongue. Control your heart. Control your eyes. Don't eat. And no one else is doing it around you, right? And it is for 16 hours. But when you break your fast, what do you feel? Amazing. La ilaha illallah. I didn't eat yet. I just had one date, right? And I just drank some water. There's a feeling. And then remember this hadith. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The person who's fasting, that's not Ramadan necessarily. We are Sha'ban. There is two moments of joy. Two moments of joy. One is when he or she, the moment you break your fast. Why? Why are you happy when you break your fast? Number one, simple. I was very thirsty and alhamdulillah, I'm drinking water. Simple. I'm very hungry and finally some sugar is getting into my mouth. Alhamdulillah. But usually, the reason you're happy. Exactly. Allah helped me. especially for the voluntary fast, especially the voluntary fast. And you know, you woke up in the morning and says, I'm not going to do this today. I missed my suhoor. I'm so tired. But then Allah push you. And it's like 2 o'clock. Yalla, it's not much left. The moment of fast, when you come in to break your fast and you put it and you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah help me to do it. That's two. And the third reason you're happy in dunya, you're not yet meeting Allah. Number three, because you obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all, even if we are not the most righteous person, love to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're very happy when we obey Him. And sometimes we feel it, show it, and sometimes we don't. The second joy is when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. When I meet Allah, there's a special joy. Why is that? Because the most beloved action to Allah is الصَّوْمُ لِي. So He's going to look at you and He was going to say, Ya Haifa, Ya Amina, you did it for me and I'm going to reward you. Al-Kareem, Allah is the generous. When He's going to reward, what He's going to give? And it's amazing. There's only two things in all our actions, in all our deeds that we do. Only two that Allah did not specify the reward. No number. Two. One is fasting. And the second one? Sabr, patient. إِنَّمَا يُوفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who are steadfast and those who are patient, they will be rewarded in unaccounted form. How much? Allah knows. And the same thing is with fasting. That's why when I'm going to go, like again, think of it, you know, like you have a homework and or you have a project and then you did it and then they tell you, if you finish it on time and you come, I'm not going to tell you what you're going to get. You will love it. This is how they tell you. Or you tell the student how you feel when you bring your project. Like waiting, let me see it. So this is how it is. Fasting. I think we all need to look at fasting in this way. So we change the way we look at Ramadan. It's to start from Shaban. Yeah, please forgive me, but it became a habit. Ramadan became a habit. And everything becomes a habit. We lose the essence of it. Just like Salah. It's a habit. Right? Every now and then we feel it. Every now and then we feel it. Alhamdulillah, we are praying, Ya Rabbi, lak alhamd. But we need to move to next step. Ramadan became the same. Like when you now, people are talking about Ramadan. What is the normal talk? Right? Rarely you see people talking about taqwa. Rarely people say, what's your plans? It's what are you preparing for Ramadan? What do you say? I'm preparing taqwa?
But
what do we normally prepare for Ramadan? List of invitations. Right? List of food, right? And then, okay, which masjid I'm going to go? Alhamdulillah, which taraweeh? This is good. How many of the taraweeh? But I don't say I'm preparing taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. This is what all Ramadan about. La'allakum tattaqoon. And the last thing, alhamdulillah, no adhan yet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is, you all know, this includes fasting Ramadan or outside Ramadan. And this is a long hadith of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, includes almost everything. As-siyamu junnah. Fasting is a shield. It protects me. Think of it this way, right? When it's hot, right, and you have a very fair skin and your physician told you, don't get exposed your skin to sun. What do you do? We all do it. What do we do? Sunblock. What is sunblock? And it's a shield. Junnah. It protects your skin from the sun. So the sun, when it comes to my skin, it doesn't go to my skin right away. This is a shield. This is the first thing Allah Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As-siyamu junna, number one. فَإِذَا كَانَ صَوْمُ يَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ. When one of you is fasting. So whether it's a Thursday or a Monday, Sha'ban, or it's Ramadan. Number one. فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَجْهَلْ. Do not do indecent actions. وَلَا يَجْهَلْ. Don't do things that is not correct. Don't act like an ignorant person. And this is what I tell myself and everybody of you. I have to be different the day I'm fasting. Internally and externally, because I'm fasting. I have to be different. That's two. And if someone, and this usually happens, وَإِنْ قَاتَلَ وَإِنْ امْرُؤٌ قَاتَلَهُ أَوْ شَاتَمَ. If someone will absolutely curse you, someone will quote unquote be on your nerve and do something that they know it will upset you, what should you do? What should you say? Say after this is saying, and you should say, Allahumma inni sa'im, Allahumma inni sa'im, Allahumma inni sa'im, three times. Subhanallah, why not one? Why not two? Why three? Because I need the reminder. I need the reminder. The first will tell me, control your tongue. The second will tell me, it's Allah will make it easy. The third will tell me, don't waste your salam. Because in the other hadith says, whoever cannot control this, Allah doesn't need the hunger and the fast. And this is the love. I love this, and it applies to us especially because we have a long days. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ When Rasul make an oath, and same thing Allah when he do it in the Quran, what is coming, pay attention. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ By the one who owns my soul. That's what the Rasul is saying. And who owns our souls? Allah. But he didn't say Allah. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ In other times he say, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَخَلُوفُ فَمُ الصَّائِمُ The smell that come from the mouth of the fasting person because of the long hours and you're very dry, it doesn't smell good. And he says, by the one who owns my soul, that smell that come from the mouth of the person who is fasting, much more beloved and smell much nicer and better than the rih al-misk, than the musk. Always remember, fasting is a personal action between you and Allah. Only Allah knows you are fasting. You can make an announcement on all social media and everywhere, right on your door, I'm fasting. And you can easily be not fasting. It's only Allah. That's why he's only Allah knows. This is one of the ibadatul khafiyya, they call it. It's a secret relationship between you and Allah. You can get to the bathroom and eat and drink. But no, you don't do it because you know Allah is watching us and I can't do it, I'm fasting. So that's why he said, the smell of the fasting person more beloved than the rih al-misk, and that now he's saying what? يَتْرُكُ طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ وَشَهْوَتُهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي He leaves his food, his drink, and what he loves for me, that's what Allah is saying. مِنْ أَجْلِي For me, why you're not eating? Why you're not drinking? Why you are controlling your tongue? Why you are doing this and this? For Allah. And here he comes, وَالصِّيَامُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرَي أَمْثَالِهَا Fasting is for me, and I will reward, and one deed is 10. So how much is this? One, Allah knows. Repeat this, even if you know this, and I'm sure a lot of us know these hadith. It's not like something new, but we need ذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Remind ourselves, remind the believers, remind our benefit the believers. Sha'ban is the training field. It's like a running marathon, right? Have you ever had talked to people who run marathon? You know how long they train for marathon? How long? Yeah, 6 months minimum before the final one. I know somebody who ran 23 miles, 6 months daily. 6 months daily. And I, non-Muslim, and in me, I said, Subhanallah, what a will they have. And you know how hard is it to run 23 miles, right? Subhanallah. And they do it. Sha'ban is Ramadan is our marathon. Sha'ban is the training field. Training field. And I need to train physically by fasting, spiritually by training my heart and reminding myself again and again. I highly recommend you put these hadiths in front of you. Send yourself a reminder. You all do that, right? We all send the reminders. Alert 1 day or 2 days, we all do that. Send yourself reminders of these virtues that we know but we don't remember. One. Number two, help each other to fast in Sha'ban. One of the last things, alhamdulillah, I still have time, is, and I'm going to, what is the other ibadah that is related to fasting that has a special virtue when I am fasting? I gave it to you. I gave you the hint. Before the Quran. Huh? La. Specifically, dua. Three. That's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Three or three states or three conditions of the human being where their dua, supplication, is granted. SubhanAllah. One of them is fasting hatta yaftar. So the fasting person, till he breaks his fast, and there's a lot of discussion about this, inshallah I will explain to you later in detail, but that includes as you are eating your iftar, not just before, you know, we all before iftar, but as you are eating, you keep your dua, because hatta yaftar. And the second one, al-musafir hatta ya'ud, and da'watul madloom, laysa baynaha wa bayna Allahi hijab, the supplication of the one who has injustice being done against him or her. So here you go. That comes with its addition. You know, may Allah forgive me, but I have to give you examples from dunya. So buy one, get one free. Don't we all do that? Don't you? Or buy two, get 50% less. Don't we all do this? SubhanAllah. Here you go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving us a free. He's giving you a dua that's granted. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it, it is done. Dua. What do we need? The long list of dua. And don't think only of dunya and akhirah. However, if I'm not going to train myself on dua now, when I don't need anything, it's not going to come in Ramadan, when I'm very tired, and I am doing my taraweeh here, and then Isha is 10, and finish taraweeh at 12, I'm going to be too tired to make dua, unless it becomes habit. Train. That's another thing in Sha'ban, you train yourself. Train yourself for the fasting. Train yourself for the dua when you don't need something. Look at yourself and me. When you have an exam tomorrow, you have an interview, and you really want this job, right? How is your dua that morning? Ya Aini. Ya Allah. Right? Just give me this interview. Just give me this job and see what I'm going to do. Don't we say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? So this one we need. So most of the time, walillah alhamd, yani our, especially us these days, walillah alhamd, the days of the need is less than the days of no need. Meaning the day of ease is more than the day of difficulty. So the dua doesn't come natural. And look at yourself and mine after salah. How long? How long? Before, if you wake up before fajr, how long? Allah, astaghfirullah. Right? I need to train this, because this is an opportunity only when I am fasting. As-sa'imu hatta yaftur, meaning when I eat and I'm fine, it's gone. It's gone. It's when I am fasting and I need to train myself to come. Make a list. Put a list of these ad'iyah, 3 or 4, memorize it. I always say this, put it on the fridge. Put it on your car. Put it on places where you keep seeing it. So you remember, so shaitan does not come to you and make you forget. Supplication, ad-du'a, ad-du'a. And I'm going to end up here. And this is a beautiful summary of fasting. And I read it, but I cannot remember who said it. So it says, الصيام عبادة من أجل العبادات. Fasting is one of the loftiest action of worship. And an act of getting closer to Allah, nothing like it. To get closer to Allah. And this is the habit of the righteous people. The habit of the righteous people. And it is the landmark of al-muttaqi. The landmark of al-muttaqi. It purifies the soul. And it gives the human being more etiquettes and manner, more manner. And it is the school of taqwa. And it's Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. حول ولا قوة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم So the last thing I want to say is fasting is the school of taqwa. And it's the school of guidance. Whomsoever got accepted. This is very nice the way they put it. Whoever got accepted and went through it with pure intention and the right way of following the path of Rasul, he will be given the degree of istiqamah, degree of straightforward, degree of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the right way, and he will be saved in this life and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them, ya Rabbi, ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi taslima kathira.